Lord, I love you, bow before you. You are worthy of my praise. You are lovely, clothed in splendor. I shall sing
sin upon that cross, and I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. So here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God, you're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
Soured congregation, you can see they've been around, and they had the pigeon pipe organ of any church in town. But over in the amen corner of that church sat Brother Ira, and he insisted every Sunday on singing in the choir. His voice was cracked because age had touched his vocal cords, and nearly every Sunday he would get behind and miss the words. Well, the choir got so flustered, and the church said fine that Brother Ira has to quit the singing or the choir is going to resign. So the pastor appointed a committee, I think it was three or four, and They got into their big flying cars and drove up to Ivory's door. They found the old man that was causing all the trouble sitting in an old armchair, and a summer's golden sunbeam shining on his snow-white hair. "York, we're here, brother, with a little offensive affidavit to discuss a little matter that affects our congregation. Now, we'll have no singing except for what we've got. The newest tunes are of this age, and the old stand for naught. So we've decided, are you listening, Brother Ira? You'll have to stop singing, for it's messing up our choir." The old man raised his head, a sign that he did hear. And on his cheek, the three men caught the glimmer of a tear. His feeble hands pushed back the locks of the whitest silk of snow, and he answered the committee with a voice so soft and low. "I sung the songs of David for nearly 80 years, said he. They've been my Stafford and comfort along life's busy way. I guess I have to say to the choir, I guess I've been doing wrong, but when my heart is filled with praise, I can't keep back a song. I wonder if time keeps clicking at my feet in that far-off heavenly temple where my master I shall meet. Yes, I wonder if I try to sing the songs up higher, I wonder if they're going to kick me out up there for singing in heaven's choir." A silence filled the little room. The old man bowed his head. The committee went on back to town with Brother Ivor was dead. The choir missed him for a while, but he was soon forgot. A few churchgoers watched the door, but the old man entered not. Far away his voice is sweet, and he sings his heart's desire, for there are no church committees or no fashionable choirs. It's a story so unkind, in the holy book we find, and it tells how Jesus stood alone one day. False accused and there condemned, yet they found no fault with him, the man who wore the scarlet purple robe. The purple robe my Savior wore, oh, the pain for me he bore, as he stood alone forsaken on that day. And they placed upon his head piercing thorns of blood-stained red, the man who wore the scarlet purple robe. In a common judgment hall he was mocked and scorned by all, and tears of sorrow fell upon his cheek. Soldiers of the wicked band, they smote him with their evil hand, the man who wore the scarlet purple robe. On that day the truth was claimed, from the lips of Pilate came, "I see no reason why this man should die." But the mob, they scornfully cried, "Let him now be crucified, the man who wore the scarlet purple robe. The purple robe my Savior wore, oh, the pain for me he bore, as he stood alone forsaken on that day." And they placed upon his head piercing thorns of blood-stained red, the man who wore the scarlet purple robe.